Good evening, everyone. This is a very...
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's a very interesting episode of...
Someone's been watching a little too much.
It's before they were Monkeys podcast. With me, Coda, and my...
Associate, Josh.
Associate? I can call you sidekick. No, you're on the same level as I am, so I wouldn't call you a sidekick. That'd be an asshole thing to do.
I'm like Batman. I got all the gadgets.
What I would say... I'm like Batman, you're like Superman.
I'm gonna be Spider-Man.
You can be Spider-Man, and hey, I'll be...
That's like the perfect superhero. Nerd, gone superhero.
That is pretty much you. Trying to think, who in the Marvel Universe could I be?
The Marvel Universe could you be? I'll say Batman's actually a really good one, because he's a pretty genius. Now, Iron Man's pretty smart, too. He's a
Iron Man. I'm Iron Man.
Techno genius. You're good at computers, it makes sense.
I am pretty good. Well, I mean, Peter Parker's pretty intelligent, too.
He is, but he's no Mr. Fantastic or anything, I mean.
Yeah.
He's really cool.
So, if anyone listening to this notices that there's chirping in the background...
We are outside today.
Yes, we decided to take a field trip to the outside.
I'm hoping I don't get tan.
Well, we're sitting on my porch, and there's not really any sunlight, so...
I know, I'm scared.
Well, there's a little bit, but not that much.
I hide from the sun.
So, yeah, we had to re-record this because Matt totally fucked up the last one. And I'm going to bitch about him because he acted like a total dick. What's your thoughts, Josh?
He went a little overboard in some parts. I have to agree. He did.
Well, I feel if you come on my show and you disrespect me, disrespect my show, disrespect everyone here, and don't let anyone talk and just act like an ass, then you're not going to be on my show.
As disrespectful as it was, there were a couple of really funny parts.
He had some funny parts. I will say
he did.
But you don't go on a someone's show and just act like a dick.
But the what was it, Kitty Cat Kyle thing, that was a little too far.
Yeah, he was going on about that. I don't know why. Because I was talking about the Grand Teton Mountains.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's been a while since Mountain Raid. That's all.
Oh, burn.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, that and the lies about getting laid. Like his stories are very inconsistent when he's getting laid.
Now, speaking of getting laid, I know somebody. I'm not gonna say names because
you don't have to name drop.
One of the people works above me. I swear to God, that bitch means laid. All she's pissed constantly. I swear to God, she's born that way.
Wow. She probably has a really tight.
And someone went up to her and said, "Why do you never smile?" She just gives him this evil look, like, I'm gonna rip your fucking head up and spit down your neck.
See,
Jesus Christ.
See, I had a girl who worked with me. She was, I think she was like mid-20s, or late 20s. She pretended she was my boss. Her name was Tara. And when I first started working with her, you could tell this bitch needed to get laid. Because she'd walk in, and she had like the red polo, and everyone's supposed to wear a Target, and it would be buttoned up. Past her Adam's apple.
She's one of those ones that'd be like, yeah, but don't get raped.
Well, she also like gotten divorced like a few months earlier.
Oh well, okay.
She's still a bitch.
Okay, so
I'm singling her out because she's just an asshole. So
she's a little self conscious though too. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Although I have back at Dwyer, I can't remember her name. She was one of the religion teachers, really old.
Mrs. Renshaw.
Mrs. Renshaw.
What would she teach? Math?
It was religion. It was... I can't remember which particular class it was, though.
Wait. Was it the old gray one?
Yeah.
Oh!
What's her name, though?
Fucking A! We need to whip out our yearbooks.
We'll have to figure it out later.
Oh, but my God.
She told one of the students to button up her shirt before she is pregnant.
I remember that!
Her name was Blair. The student was Blair.
Oh, and she had a... She had a degree in Mariology.
Yeah.
Didn't listen about marriage. It was about Mary.
Yeah.
You know, we're not retarded. We're not 5-year-olds. What?
It was funny. I'll never forget that.
Button up your shirt before you get pregnant.
Walking down the hall. I just hear that out of my ear. I turn around. What the hell is that?
We had so many ridiculous things said at Dwyer.
We did. It was messed up.
It was pretty funny, though. But... So,
I heard you went on a trip.
Yes. Last week, I went, got on a plane, and I flew to Utah and Wyoming.
Okay, Utah.
I found out, though, because Amy was freaking out on the airplane. She's like, because people behind us were coughing. She's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, they're coughing. Oh, it's recycled air. It's actually not. Because it turns out 50% of the air you breathe in an airplane is recycled. The other 50% is brought in from the engines. Like, it's...
Well, that's nice.
They funnel in from the engine, and then they bring it, put it in.
Next time I'm on an airplane, at least I know I only got 50% chance of getting sick.
Only 50% chance.
Yeah, that's not
and, like, they can... the pilots can actually adjust the ratio, like, how much recycled air you get.
I see, that's interesting. Now, what...
Because I think they get better mileage. Sounds weird. You get better mileage if they put it down to like a 20. Because they can take it all the way down to 20%.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. I was wondering how that worked out. I was about to ask you, but you got.
Yeah.
Because I know it had something to do with.
Something to do with ratios.
Mileage, yeah.
But Utah is such a beautiful. Like, the north is very. It's very nice and it's very preppy. It's very.
Yeah.
Pompous, but I like it. I like it because it has a cool scene. But I didn't like. I went down to Moab, and like that's a very like rock climber, mountain bike guy. Like it's.
Oh, is it okay? That's cool.
It's a very cool town, like because it's got all these like when you drive into the town, there's like all these shops lining the street. It's very cool.
Isn't that right, like the mountain?
It's like it's right between Arches National Park and Canyonlands National Park.
Okay.
It's I know Canyonland. That's what my dad kept saying the entire time. He's like, "No Canyonlands, like it's Canyonlands." Yes. But you know
they're out asking for candy. Where's my damn lollipop?
But it's like the stock photo for Utah's that arch.
Yeah, I know what you're about.
That's an arches. It's called the Delicate Arch.
Oh, actually, is there? Okay.
Because we hiked up, because there was two ways you could go. You could go the 6 mile trek to actually go up to the Delicate Arch to touch it, or you could go walk hiked a mile, and then you got to like the ridge. There's like a little ridge area, and you look and you can see the Delicate Arch.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I'll definitely go for the mile versus the 6 mile. Not that intense when I'm on vacation.
I love my wife, but she was like, she was dying. She's like, this is ridiculous. Because she wasn't, for some reason, I had no trouble with the altitude, but, like, her, it affected her really bad. Mm. I think because she's a smoker. Nothing against smokers, it's just...
Well, no, that makes a lot of sense. That does.
Because she's like, and then she's coming down.
Cigarette break, oh God.
She was coming down, and she's like, yeah, she's like telling everybody, she's like, not worth it. Not worth it. And I'm like, they can't understand you, honey. They're all Asians. That's all you saw at the national parks is Asians, French, and Germans.
Wow.
Because I saw there was this French dude who fucking was dressed up like he was an American. I'm like, oh, this guy's an American. That's cool. Nope. Turned out it was a French guy.
Could you hear his accent real bad?
Because like he was dressed in all camo. He had like boots on, camo pants, button-up shirt, and then, like, he had, like, a cowboy hat on. He had, like, sunglasses. He looked like a very rugged guy you would see, like, just drive up in a Jeep and just drive him out.
He's posing to be a redneck American tourist.
Exactly.
That's what he's after. Exactly what it sounds like. Well, I could see it, though.
It pissed me off, because, like...
Did he have a little mustache?
No, he had a goatee, though. But, no, like, it pisses me off whenever I went to those parks... You would see there's the Asians wearing like sweaters and long pants and just looking very weird in the. Yeah. But then there's also like those European tourists who were dressed like, you know what, I'm gonna get in the mode of being in Utah, so I'm gonna dress like the typical what I think an American looks like, and they mostly looked like douchebags and hippies.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, look at what we see on TV.
I know that's the image. The image we project to Europe is that we are either really fat and rednecks, or that we are cowboys.
Yep.
And Westerners, or douchebags who are celebrities living in L.A. That's like the three main stereotypes for America.
It's one, two, or three. And I've definitely seen that where people just dress up. It's like, man, I don't go to your country. I feel like you do a horrible job of it. Be sure though, I'm talking to the French guy, but like, I'll see. Speaking the Deutsch, he says no, he's like, you're welcome.
Welcome. Pas de vous français? That's the only thing I know in French. Pas de vous français?
Je m'appelle Joshua. Tu t'appelles A?
Now see, I took 3 years of Spanish, and I don't remember anything.
I took 4 years of French, and I barely remember. I could do enough to get out.
I can do enough to get there, but I don't know about getting back.
Yeah. Like, directions? Like, I don't speak English.
Son of a bitch. What was I going to say? Oh, man. I don't know if that pizza was a good idea.
Going back on you?
A little bit. That's the problem with Little Caesars. It's great, but it is not good on your digestive tract.
Yeah, it's cheap for a reason.
There's a reason it's a $5 pizza.
As long as we're on a food topic, so I want to bring up the Pembroke Bakery. I just started there last week. And not so much, not only did I just start there, but I started there, and then the very next day they had a journalist came in, took some pictures.
Were you in the picture? Please tell me your picture.
I will be in a few of them. They're only putting like 2 pictures in the paper. He took like a million, so we'll see.
So is New Sentinel?
No, Journal Gazette.
Journal Gazette. Okay.
Journal Gazette.
That's awesome.
And they're really good. But the article's going to be about like how they have vegan, regular, and gluten-free.
So what you're saying is you work at a hippie bakery.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's
okay. But they're really cool. They're actually really cool people.
That's fine.
And they actually make some really good food. Anyway. It's on Lafayette, Maine. In the old art center.
Lafayette, Maine. Oh! Oh, so like right across from like the Civic Center?
Yep.
Oh.
Where the art center's at. That's where they're in.
It's alright. I'll just edit that out.
Know the neighbor?
That was the darn. Man, I got off track. What was I gonna say? Son of a bitch.
We're talking about how pizza was gross and we had the
Pembroke Bakery. Pizza was gross, Pembroke Bakery.
So we're jumping back on Utah.
I was going to talk about food.
Food?
Son of a bitch.
Well, they're really good.
Fucking tard. Okay, I'm
not. She's one of your listeners, be careful.
No, she's not.
She'll be by the end of the night.
Oh, Lord. Never mind, what I was going to say. I missed last podcast because you brought cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
The podcast
that was actually from the bakery too.
Right? I know. I noticed that. And let's see, the episode Matt fucked up. We gave him a cinnamon roll. He came in and he got a cinnamon roll, and he never said thank you. Son of a bitch.
He didn't, did he?
No, he didn't. He acted like a dick.
I was okay. I had 2 cinnamon rolls.
They were delicious, man. Was gluten free or just regular?
I don't know. I think they were regular.
They're delicious.
But they're... I want to say they're vegan.
Hey.
At least.
You know, I didn't notice. I'll honestly say that...
What's the thing about their food? You can't tell.
I'm going to say one thing. Vegetarian food, sometimes, it doesn't taste any fucking different.
It doesn't. They do really good.
I could easily go to eating all that soy and other stuff. Like, okay, we went camping last summer, and me and Amy went to the grocery because her cousin is... vegetarian.
Okay.
We wanted to have hot dogs, but we didn't want to exclude her. So we went and got these soy dogs. They look, they feel, they taste just like hot dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me think about what hot dogs are, but not that hard to replicate.
I like the face you have right now. It's like, ugh.
I try not to think about what hot dogs are made of, but it makes me not want to eat them. I'll be fair, I cannot eat that tofu. I don't like that stuff.
See?
That's gross.
Tofu? You ever had tofu?
I tried it once.
It tastes like nothingness.
I didn't like it. You had the flavor somehow.
Yeah, they probably put some weird flavoring in it, because if you eat tofu by itself, there's no flavoring. It literally tastes like you're just eating styrofoam. There's no flavor.
It could be styrofoam.
Could be. I actually watched a program on PBS like showing how to make it. It's pretty interesting. It's just pretty much fermented soy. Hmm. It's made into a big block and then they cut it up.
That sounds kind of cool.
It's not. In my opinion, I could easily go fake vegetarian by eating all that fake carnivore crap.
Yeah,
I could do it, but
that'd be a switchover process.
Ugh. I probably lose a bunch of weight on that.
I'd imagine you. I mean,
but it's so expensive, though.
I mean, just getting rid of processed foods.
I know.
Maybe it's more expensive, but it's so good.
It is so good. It's so easy. Like especially tonight. Like after I just got done with a bike ride, and then you came over, and then we recorded the podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nice to just go get pizza and just hang out.
Not worry about it.
No. And I just went to the grocery too. That's the shitty part.
It was groceries and went back out.
Yeah. But, what was it? Oh, yes. But if you go to one of those vegetarian, grocery stores, it's really expensive.
Like the co-op on Sherman, you've been there before?
Yes. The one, the one down, down Sherman. Yeah, that shit's expensive.
It is.
The only thing I get there, though, is coffee beans. I mean, granted, it's a $10 for a pound of coffee. I know.
Jesus.
But it's good coffee. It's not that Folgers crap. Because if I drink Folgers or Maxwell House, like they actually put caffeine into it.
Oh really?
Yeah, they don't just like it's not natural. They put more caffeine into it, so you're just wired.
Hmm.
I get the natural stuff from the co-op because it. I mean, granted, it's $10, but it just tastes better and it doesn't give me the jitters.
And you don't have to come off the high and crash.
Yeah, and then because when I used to drink Folgers all the time, I'd get pains in my gut. It would hurt.
Ooh, that's gross. See, I'm not a coffee drinker. I can't stand coffee. That's the taste I can't.
I'm a coffee drinker. You used to be a Mountain Dew drinker.
Yep, I lived off caffeine.
We all have our vices.
$2, two is a day, man. That's how it goes.
I don't know how you survive that.
No, I think it screwed my life up because I only get 3 hours of sleep at night.
You really only get 2 hours of sleep?
Like 3 or 4.
Damn, dude, you might need to be on something.
No, it's still Mountain Dew kicking in. It'll
wear off. It'll wear off eventually. Plus, you're like a heroin addict. Oh, I'm just getting off it.
Just getting off of heroin across Mountain Dew.
I'm almost done. Give me 2 years and I'll wean myself off it. Your rehab is going to last 2 years.
You mean Mountain Dew and a little drop.
Well, you mean what is it called?
You know what I'm talking about.
It's not a drop, it's.
See, I don't know medical terms for that.
Son of a bitch, I don't even know. I used to know all these damn medical terms.
You know what I'm talking about, though. The
IV.
IV, thank you.
Yes, Mountain Dew IV.
Mountain Dew IV, I'll be like.
I was trying to overcomplicate. I was trying to what is it called? Oh, shit.
You do that all the time. Yeah, I was it's just this. I thought it was more than that.
So did you... Have you seen the... did I tell you the pig story?
The pig story?
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard the pig story.
Well, if you looked on Twitter, I uploaded a picture of... It was a pack of pigs sitting in the middle of the road.
Middle of the road?
I showed you it last podcast.
Last podcast.
But we didn't get to talk about it. We, no one knows about it because...
We're fixing it here.
We're fixing it, babe.
Babe.
But we're me and my neighbor Matt, not douchebag Matt, my neighbor Matt, who was right next to me. Me and him were because this weekend we're going on our big indie trip.
Oh, the bike ride.
Yes, which I'm going to talk more about next podcast.
How much water are you going to have?
A lot.
We had you had one of those hydration packs in the back.
You saw that when you were in my apartment.
I seen that. Danielle got one of those for free, and I looked at it and man, I would never use this because I don't do anything.
I love mine.
I should take mine to work. Start walking on the back. I don't know. Fill it with Mountain Dew.
The best is when people fill it up with alcohol. That's the coolest. I just fill it up with I would fill up with vodka, green apple vodka. And then, a mixer.
A mixer, that'd be awesome.
Oh, it'd be delicious.
That'd be hilarious.
Just go to a hockey game.
Just put a hoodie on over it so they can't see it. What's that, sir? What's that there?
Sir, you alright? You keep drinking out of a spout coming out of your back. Shut up. I'm cool.
It's my backpack. That's all it is.
My backpack, man. It's my hump. Leave my hump alone.
Did that make that weird walk to you so it's like the...
But, we're getting off track. We're mapping out our route because I had mapped it out on Google Maps, but I was like, all right, I want to see the physical version of this. So we were driving and we had actually gotten lost.
Uh-oh.
But we turned down this road and there's just this fucking pack of pigs just hanging out in the middle of the road. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like taking a bunch of pictures. And then I lean my head out, I'm like, sweet, sweet. And you know what they do? Pop their heads up and start running at the car.
It's like the commercials. Oh, God.
And I like turn to Matt, I'm like, back up, we gotta get out of here,
CMP.
And then the scary thing was, okay, it was like a four-way intersection. We backed up, got back on the road we were on, and then we looked to the right, and coming down the hill was more pigs.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yep. It was happening. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, they all heard you. They all started running this way.
Sweet.
I know it's gonna be hard to find a pack of pigs on the road.
It was ridiculous. But it was one of the fun parts of that trip.
That would be awesome. I can just imagine. You ever seen Babe, the movie? It's about a pig.
Well, there was Babe, and then there's, what's the other one?
Babe in the City or something like that?
No. There's Babe, and then there's another one.
Another one about a pig?
Yeah. There's like two
movies. Charlotte's Web?
Not Charlotte's Web. Come on. This is when we were kids. Come on, you gotta remember. There's Babe.
I can't think of those two. That's the one about the pig is...
Both of them could talk. That's the thing. Both of them could talk. But like one pig, who was only... Oh, the one pig could be heard by some kids. The other pig, which I think is Babe. Is Babe the one that could be heard by the kid?
No, Babe just talked to the animals.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna have to look this up. I'm
just curious. So there's three movies about pigs.
I'm looking up talking pigs.
Apparently, I missed one of them. Sounds like I think of the Charlotte's Web and Babe.
Oh,
I gotta can talk to kids.
Gordy, that's what it was.
Gordy the pig.
Yes, that was the one that could be heard by the kids.
I'd be a little creeped out when pigs start talking.
And he tried. He had to save his family from going to the slaughterhouse. But then there's also Bay Pig in the City.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
So many talking pig stories. It's ridiculous.
I'm going to save my family from going to the slaughterhouse. But what do the pigs say to the kids? Hey, want some bacon?
Want some bacon? I would have said that.
Want some bacon? I'm going to the slaughterhouse.
So, everyone's talking about it. And we gotta talk about it too. Halo 4 trailer dropped. More trailers.
Look,
the live action and the demo at Microsoft conference, the press conference. Josh, I showed you beforehand for this podcast. Yes, what did you think?
I loved it. It was awesome.
It
as we know from the first or second podcast, I don't have a PS3 anymore.
Yes,
and I was thinking about getting a new one.
You need to get an Xbox.
I might get an Xbox instead, just because of Halo.
It's...
The Halo 4.
I was blown away. I was... Because I played... I've played all three games.
I've played all three games. I only played the first game all the way through, though.
See, the first game I played on PC, the second game I played on Aaron's Xbox, the third one I had on my own Xbox 360. So...
Okay.
I might have to get an Xbox, or you might have to get an Xbox and play.
I want one of those bow tie Xboxes. Yeah, bow tie Xbox, you know what I'm talking about, the new style they have.
I like that one.
Eric got one, that was my first comment to it. Oh, the bow tie.
Did he get the 250 gig, or did he get the 4 gig?
I'm assuming he got the 4 gig just because it's Eric.
It's cheap.
I didn't ask him, though.
I think it's like $199.
But he got a package deal. He got the Gears of War. Gears of War came with the controller, the whole system. He got the cover on it. It looks pretty cool.
I see. But I was pretty blown away.
It looks pretty awesome. I might have to get an Xbox. Xbox 360 a little bit cheaper, aren't they? They're right around the same price range, they're not, but...
Yeah, it's only $199, right? I can look this up right now. I'm gonna
like $50 cheaper than the PS3.
I'm gonna look it up. But I haven't seen Yep, $199.
That is cheap.
I might have to get one.
Is that the 360 or the...
360, the 4 gig. I'm excited. But, I haven't seen... Sony hasn't made their press conference yet, so I want to see... What I want to see is an Uncharted 4.
I want to play Uncharted, period. That'd be an awesome game. I want to play the demo for it on the PS Vita.
I did play it, too.
It was awesome.
But,
I asked Eric to show me the storyline for the first one, too. I made him take me all the way through.
But they're making another... they're making another God of War game.
I love it.
Yeah, which I don't know. I played the first two. Well, actually, I played the first one. My brother played the second one. I played a little bit of the third one.
Have you ever played the one that was on the PSP? It was like the in-between one? The one and two?
No, because I never had a PSP.
Yeah, I played that one, and it wasn't... The PSP version wasn't all that great.
I don't know. I think because... I mean, where they... Is it going to be a pre... I think they said it's going to be a prequel, but, I mean, they've gone, like, prequel before.
It'll be an interesting one to see, because I only ever played like the first God of War. I haven't ever played the second one. I did like the first one though. It's really cool moves in it, and how it all worked out. It was really awesome.
You know what I want to see though from the Sony E3 press conference? I want to see Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot. Are they coming out with a new one though?
They need to. You know, that was an awesome game on the PlayStation and the PlayStation 2. Why have they not made a Crash Bandicoot for PlayStation 3?
I don't know.
I
wonder if it's just because it was more of a simple game and they didn't really want to mess with it too much. Because, I mean, most of them weren't really overly complicated or anything.
But the thing is, I mean, like, Nintendo does this... It's the PlayStation's version of Super Mario.
I guess Mario...
And
Mario advanced so much. They had the Mario Karts and everything, all different versions. Mm. Super Mario Party 9, I think, is the more recent one that came out. They have all different mini-games and stuff you can play.
See,
Jesus, Mr. Darcy, Jesus!
See, Nintendo, I love the Nintendo's things. Like, well, let's recycle these four characters over and over again. Because, you know, it's Mario, it's actually five characters. Mario, Sonic, Metroid, Star Fox, and then Zelda. It's like, let's keep recycling these guys over and over again and make a million video games.
I like Zelda out of those a lot better. Just because I've always been a Zelda fan.
Yeah.
I've been hearing about the Twilight Sword, but no, Skyward Sword, that's what it is.
Oh.
I'm playing Twilight Princess one right
now. See, I never got into Zelda, so, because I was never a Nintendo guy.
I wasn't until we bought one. Erica sold me his old one cheap. And I bought...
It's a weird day.
You're missing out on the dog-on-dog action here. Sorry about that.
Let's not talk about that on the podcast, please. But no. Well, the only reason I bring up the Crash Bandicoot thing is because they're making a new Sly Cooper.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, they also need. Well, I like the four big PlayStation characters are the Crash Bandicoot, Ratchet and Clank, Jack and Daxter, and Sly Cooper. Those are my four favorite. And three of them. Are Naughty Dog.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Jack and Daxter, Sly Cooper, and Crash Bandicoot are all Naughty Dog.
Yeah. Although a big one for the PS3, I think, has always been the Resident Evil games.
I never got into Resident Evil either.
I like Resident Evil ones. They're really good. I liked them, though, when they were like more like the scary at nighttime and the dark games. They had that fifth one.
The fifth one really kind of went off the rails.
It was more like a disease, and it was during...
Well, if you watch if you play the fourth one, they mention it's more like a disease.
Yeah, they start going that way.
I liked it better with just zombies. Why can't it just be zombies?
That was awesome. Well, they have movies of them all, though. Have you ever seen all the movies yet?
No. You know they also need to bring out on the PS3?
What's that?
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Kingdom Hearts 3?
Seriously, they made a Kingdom Hearts 1, Kingdom Hearts 2... Where is there three? Where is the three?
I keep hearing about that, but I've never played it.
I love Kingdom Hearts. Because it's all the Disney characters.
Oh, is it? They came out with a weird little game that PS3 tried to make a little... No, not PS3. The Wii tried to make a little Big Planet kind of deal. and it's the Disney Universe or something like that.
I think so. I think I've
heard of that. It's not quite as good. It's nowhere near.
I can imagine.
But you can't make your own costumes or anything. It's basically they're all preset to like Disney characters. That's all it is. It's really weird.
Nah.
Cheesecake
in paradise. I can't wait for Thursday right now.
You think for Thursday?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, next podcast. It's my day off, so. I think I'm gonna bike up to the podcast. What do you think?
Bike up to the podcast?
Yeah.
Bike down to it.
Well, yeah, I do have to bike down.
That'd be a little bit hilly, right, though, I think.
No, it's pretty smooth when you're heading downtown.
Yeah.
From here.
Downtown.
Head back.
There'll be a little bit of an angle heading back.
Eh.
It can be too bad, though.
So, I gotta ask your opinion. So, you've been downtown lately?
Yes.
What do you think about the new bridge?
The new bridge?
Yeah, the Martin Luther King Bridge.
Or the one they just worked on.
They finally got done.
Yeah. I haven't driven on it yet.
You have?
I've been avoiding it. So
that's a nice... I like it. It's a nice bridge. Well,
I think our producer disagrees.
Amy just shake her head. No. Stupid.
Ugly.
It's ugly.
Yeah, whatever.
So I've been avoiding it since the normal construction. I've just been down to that area.
Well, I just like seeing downtown development. That's my big thing, is I like seeing... Because... I'm really hoping we do the high speed train through Fort Wayne.
High speed train?
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, you know how much business that's gonna bring in?
It probably would. It's true. It would.
I mean, people want to drive all the way to damn Warsaw to.
But I don't know if we're busy enough for people to start taking trains up, because.
I've talked to several people, and they're like, if there was a high speed train going to Chicago, I would hop on it.
Maybe.
If I can hop on a train and just ride for an hour on the train to get in Chicago and pay $40 both ways.
Yeah, see, but I like driving. That's just me. I'd rather just take a drive.
I don't like driving to Chicago.
Sheldon would ride the train.
He would. He loves trains.
He does.
Did you hear Sheldon's gay?
No.
He's gay. Yeah. But it's alright. I don't mind him being gay. He kind of did... Had that vibe about him.
Like in the real life version, Sheldon, or?
In the character Sheldon.
Oh, just the character.
I think he brought it out in the character, because, I don't know, I just always had that vibe.
Weird. I haven't seen the recent episodes where just catch up with that. Big Bang Theory.
Oh, for anyone that doesn't know what we're talking about Big Bang Theory.
For nerds, I'll figure it out.
Alright, well, I think that's good. I think that's good enough to...
Yeah. Getting the wrap it up signal.
Yeah, we gotta wrap it up.
Got the big old red X saying, no, stop, oh god.
My producer is tapping her hand saying, wrap it up. And there is a wigger.
Perfect music to end the show, huh?
Yeah, no.
We're gonna cut that out.
Yeah, we're going to edit that. We're going to edit out our neighbor being exceptional.
Douchebags.
No.
Typical people.
Just typical, though. Damn, woman. Alright, well, we will be back. We'll be back Thursday. Hopefully we might have a guest.
I'll talk to Eric.
Seems to pop on. Well, we might have another guest. Who knows? It's a mystery guest. Whoa! Good night, everybody. Good night. Check us out on Thursday. All right.